Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, yeah, my pleasure to be here with you today. Still in the gruff, but I am here. Hey, did you know Donald Trump won once again? He won the election once again through the electoral vote. The liberal progressive Democrats do not know how to relate to we the people, particularly rural America. They do not and could care less about rural America, which is obvious in their whining about the electoral vote, which is to protect the minorities of America so that the cities do not rule over all. That is a democracy, a mob rule, not a free republic, not a constitutional republic. I have listeners who disagree with me, and I believe there's and one of them asked me if there's any difference between a mob rule, which is the majority, or a minority rule overall. But they fail to understand that while the popular vote is great, it's in a large amount in the cities, it is confined to those areas, and the minority covers a broader and vast amount of area of the United States of America. Trump won the election fair and square, ugly as it was. Hillary lost and refuses to accept it. Ugly it remains. Electoral vote protects all Americans, even if you do not see that as a Hillary supporter or as a Trump hater. The electoral vote is not there to divide, but to bind the nation together. The Democrats have turned their back on rural America. Of course, rural America are the forgotten people, and we are the foundation of a nation. Cities cannot exist without rural America, but rural America can survive without the city, just not as pleasantly. The old saying is, rural America dies. There will be grass growing in the cracks of the streets and the sidewalks of the cities. The Democrats lost 8 points of the rural America vote back in 2008. And in 2016, they lost 28 points of the rural America vote. This should be a wake-up call, and this should be what the Democrats are looking at, not the Russians and not the Trump guy, but the Americans in rural America. The Democrats fail to logic and see their mistakes, granting them the benefit of the doubt that Obamacare was meant to help. I've never approved of it, but I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Yet they can see it is failing all Americans and refuse to let it go, just like they've refused to let this election go. They continue to take taxpayer money to promote agendas that the majority of Americans disagree with, such as abortion, but refuse to step back and look at the whole picture. Even if they agree with abortion, it is their job to represent the people and protect the money and stop using taxpayer dollars to fund it. They lost the election again. They refuse to look at why. They blame the Russians. They blame the FBI Director Comey. They blame Trump's deplorables. The Democrats lost because their policies are causing great hardship on the majority of Americans, particularly in rural America, who are mostly self-employed, property owners, small business owners, and cannot take the hardships that Obamacare and the insane trade deals have caused. Rural America is mostly quiet America. They suffer a long time before they put their foot down. And they're putting their foot down now. They have. Radical agendas have been killing rural America for a long time. Radical environmentalists, radical animal rights groups, bureaucracy rules, mandates and regulations stifling rural America. You know, all that alphabet bureaucrats. Radicals willing to halt all progress and prosperity for a particular agenda. Agenda 21 has hurt rural America, from the land to the sea, from the domestic animals to the wild, rewilding America. Smart growth ain't so smart, and sustainable communities sustain very little. Viewsheds, watersheds, clean air, clean water, all are about control. Drones flying over the field, spying on farmers. National monuments thieving the land of our natural resources and the incomes, the way of life of rural America. The lack of common sense for the common man. Attacks on religious freedom, Christianity. Terrorist attacks ignored. Morality redefined. Attacks on family life, ranch and farm life. Personal sovereignty ignored. Property owners looked down on. Marriage now government policy. Innocent lives unprotected. No rights for the unborn. George Washington once said, and it's been a while since I've shared the quote with you, but it's so appropriate. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. So Democrats, take a look. Republicans, don't be overly confident. Rural America just ran out of patience. My guest today is Tom DeWeese. Tom DeWeese is one of the nation's leading advocates of individual liberty, free enterprise, private property rights, personal privacy, back to basics education, and American sovereignty and independence. Tom DeWeese is one of the first to voice concern over the radical agendas of the environmental movements and to question its motives. For over 45 years, Tom DeWeese has been a businessman, grassroots activist, writer and publisher, and such. As such, he has always been an advocate and a firm belief in man's need to keep moving forward while protecting our constitutionality guaranteed in our rights. And Tom DeWeese, I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio.
It's good to be with you, Beth Ann. Thank you.
Did I cover enough there for you?
I think you did, yeah.
I had some people that aren't too happy with me been sending me little emails regarding the electoral vote. They don't understand it. They just don't get it. And I guess if I wasn't located where I'm at and I was in the city, I don't know if I'd be that blind or not to not understand that it's there to protect all of us.
Well, you know, the average American today is pounded with, you know, listen to the news every night, listen to politicians across the country, and we keep hearing about our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. They never, ever talk about our republic.
No, they don't.
And I think the great tragedy of that is that, you know, the minorities, the black community, the other minorities around the country are sucked into that democracy, and that is what's killing them. Their own culture, their own communities, if they would be taught to understand that in a republic, your rights are guaranteed no matter what the lynch mob wants to do. You have a right, and those things would be protected. The other way around, whatever new gang is in charge that day decides what your rights are. And that is a great fallacy of this. I've got a poster on my wall that says democracy is three wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for lunch. And that is so true. That is exactly what we're facing.
And a republic, the sheep has a gun. My son was telling me that earlier last week. And we want our guns. Yes, we do. We're going into a break, Tom. I'm sorry I took so long in my lead-in. But I want to talk about Agenda 21 and property rights. And I want to talk about what all these politicians, not just the Democrats, what they have been missing with rural America. And they're the ones that have taken this, trying very hard to take this country back to sovereignty. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Tom DeWeese. We will open the phone lines at the bottom of the hour. Number to call is 877-895-5410. And Tom and Beth Ann, the Republic with guns. We'll be right back. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys with Western roots. Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition. Good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Tom DeWeese. He's one of those that was in at the bottom of the, I don't know how to put that, but he was one of the first to recognize some of the things that were going on with our property rights and Agenda 21. Of course, now we have Agenda 2030 that's just taking it up a notch. Yesterday we had C.J. Hadley on with Michael Kaufman, which I know the both of them very well. So we're just going to continue today. I believe that, and when I started this talk show, and that's part of what I talk about, rural America in particular is under attack. They don't want us owning the property, do they?
No, they don't. They are attacking rural America because there's fewer people there, and so there's less resistance. And the idea of literally herding people into the cities gives them the ability to rule over us and stop any kind of opposition. People in the rural area tend to be a little stubborn, and they say no, and they stand up to things.
They're also overly patient.
Yeah.
The
thing is, you get into the cities, and now you have this government entity that controls your power, controls your transportation, controls your food. It's a little hard to resist when you're basically in a gulag like that, where do you go? And so, people think that sounds radical, that sounds outrageous, but this is literally how these guys think. If you read what they have to say, if you read, what their plans are, this is exactly it. It is power. It is control. And I think most people don't understand that because they're not looking for power and control. Their minds don't work that way. They just want to live their lives. But there are those people who do think that way, and somehow they rise to the top and they get that power, and then they start dictating to the rest of us.
And, you know, we're hearing this new phrase now. You know, they keep changing the language or keep making new phrases or whatever you want to say there with the fake news. So we're, you know, like that in and of itself isn't bad enough. The reality of it is it's a lie and it's a deception. It's deceiving the American people who are trying to believe these commentators, these news people. And it's fake news. And the reality is that our brothers and sisters who have bought into this lie, this deception of democracy, if they know the truth, they truly can be set free. Educate and activate. That's what my motto is here on CSC Talk Radio. And I have said so many times, Tom, and I want to hear what you have to say about this. We were set up to be, we were designed as a nation to be governed locally. And if we would take our local elections as serious as we take a presidential election, I think we would see things starting to turn around in this nation. It matters who's on your school board. It matters who your commissioner is, your county sheriff, your mayor, your alderman. It matters who these people are in your lives. And I live in a small town, so I know how that gets kind of pushed to the side. Oh, it's a popularity contest. It doesn't matter. But it does matter. It matters greatly. And I haven't had a chance to read it. It's like when I printed it off, it's 11 pages long, and it's coming from the Heritage Foundation. A Josh Siegel wrote this. But it's a staggering campaign of liberal billionaire George Soros to swing local prosecutor elections. So he sees the value in the local elections, and they can take it. That's the foundation of this nation. And I'm going to have you address that, because I think that's why they attack rural America and go into some of these areas and try to take it over locally. Because once they've got you, whether it's with government grants or promises or whatever it is, they've got you. In rural America, we're poor America. A lot of places in these small towns, you know, we can't afford to fix the sidewalk. So here comes the government. Oh, we can help you with that. Of course, it comes with strings attached. I'm going to turn that over to you.
Well, this is absolutely the case. You're absolutely right. This is the way our nation was created. The founding fathers saw that local control, our local governments would have the most influence on you, and the federal government, it had just specific things it could do, and state government was reduced a little bit as well. But the idea was that if you had a problem with your city council and your county commissioner, you could sit down and have a cup of coffee with them and say, John, this thing is not working. You know, I've got a problem here. But the farther government gets away from you, the harder it is to have that kind of impact. And so that, by their genius, that is how they set this country up. Now, the left, the globalists, the power mongers, whatever you want to label them, understand this perfectly. They understand this is how the United States was created. And when they created Agenda 21 on the international level, which literally they called it a comprehensive blueprint to reorganize human society. I mean, that's a pretty big statement. That's what it was. Now, all these years that we've been fighting this, the other side has attacked me and others, Mike Kaufman and others, about how there is no enforcement capability of this. It's just a suggestion. That's all it is. And my favorite is there are no blue helmeted troops at City Hall. That was my favorite one.
Yeah, and there's no black helicopters either. I remember that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they didn't have to have all those things, because what we had was an army of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, the Audubon Society. You had planning groups, the American Planning Association, all these things. These guys helped write this agenda in the first place. Then what they did was they went into the federal government. After George H.W. Bush signed agreement to this, they went into the federal government, and they began to work with the EPA, with HUD, with the Department of Transportation, literally every agency, creating grant programs. That those grant programs, those grants had strings attached, as you mentioned. And those strings were the enforcement of this agenda. They then went into state legislatures. They got the state legislatures to pass legislation basically telling local communities and counties that they had to do comprehensive development plans. Then the same NGOs, from the international to the federal to the state, went into the local communities. You've got city councilmen, county commissioners sitting there going, what the heck is a comprehensive development plan? Here they come. They come in and say, hey, you don't have to worry about a thing. We got the entire thing right here in a box, and we've got the money for you, the grant.
Oh, yeah, the money.
Step by step by step, this is how they did it. They didn't need blue-helmeted troops. They had the army of NGOs doing this, and city councilmen, county commissioners had no idea what they were signing on to, and this is how it went from the international level into your local communities, and they absolutely usurped the local rule. And you know, now you have national organizations. You know, there's National Organization for County Commissioners, National Organization, the National Conference of Mayors, the National Governors Association. All these kind of groups are totally involved in this agenda, and your local officials go to these meetings and they hear all these plans. They hear these same NGOs at the podium and so forth. They give them sample legislation. They come home. They're met with the same NGOs. Say, hey, you got it. We're ready to do it. They begin to think over time, this is the proper way government is to operate, and we lose the republic.
Oh, definitely. And we have been so deceived in this way, and you know, they can convince them because they need things, you know, the city park or the rural roads, they need help, or you know, just whatever the case may be, they're deceived, and they we really do need help. We're a poor community. Montotoc County is one of the poorest counties here in the state of Missouri, and that's where I live, if that tells you anything. But it is definitely rural America. I mean, we're smack dab in the middle of this nation, in the middle of this state, in the middle of the nation. And you know, when you look out at the county courthouse, I can see, I'm in the county seat, I can see the county courthouse. It's just cattywampus. That tells you where I'm from. Cattywampus, right from my office. And all the businesses beside, you know, around that circle encompass around the courthouse, are most of those are no longer in business. Some of the buildings have been redone. Some of them are still in disarray, they're falling down because rural America just can't seem to exist anymore on its own. And it's just been a real shame what we've seen happen to rural America. And it's such an insult, Tom, we're going into a break, it's such an insult when I go to these meetings and they say, what we can do for rural America is give them broadband. Yeah, that's what we need. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Tom DeWeese. We're talking about rural America, property rights, your republic. And Tom and Beth Ann will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys with Western roots. Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books are their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Tom DeWeese, and I'm a little bit slow. I forgot to tell you that he is president of the American Policy Center. You can visit their website by going to AmericanPolicy.org. That's AmericanPolicy.org. And check there. He also is available to come and help your community and your organization and can speak to you about just about anything, but particularly about your rights and sovereignty and the policies and what they have to do with going with you right where you are. Tom, it's I know you sent me a book, but I have not received it yet. Somebody snatched it. No, I picked up the mail today, but the mail post office wasn't open yet, and I had a little note in there that there was something too big for my box. So I bet that's your book up there.
Yeah,
I bet it is. So, but, you know, we were talking the other day on the telephone. I'm going to tell my listeners here. And he said he's done something he's never done before. Now, he's written books before. But he wrote a book, and it's a novel, and it is so interesting. The name of it is Erase. And let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, as I said, I had never written fiction before, and this story just started popping out of my brain. I'd sit down and write, and I go, where did that come from? But basically, the idea for it came from I'd read a report that when you buy an ebook, a Kindle, that kind of thing, and you're reading it, the manufacturers of it can actually tell what you're reading and if you're enjoying it. And that way they can make new books along those lines to make more product that people will buy. Well, my brain, I started thinking, what happens if that kind of technology gets in the wrong hands? And that's where the idea came from. And in my book, there is an evil organization that is taking over the publishing industry, wiping out printed books, and everything becomes e-books. And you know all those films you see on the History Channel and so forth of the Nazis burning books and getting rid of ideas. Mm-hmm. Well, now you don't have to do that. All you have to do is hit the delete button. It's much cleaner. And that's
basically
the purpose
of the book.
Yeah,
ask Hillary. That works real well.
Yeah. And so the idea of erasing our past, erasing the ideas of individuality and free enterprise and limited government and that sort of thing, I have several characters in the book. They come at it from four different directions, discovering what is going on. One, obviously, is political. One is a gentleman in the business world who's a publisher. One is a teacher in school who is beginning to find out he's not allowed to teach certain things. And one is a pastor, Pastor Dave, who begins to find out that even in churches they are being usurped and controlled. And that's the premise of Erase.
I think it's going to be a very good book. And how long have you had it out? I know it's fairly new.
Yeah, it's been out a couple months, and I have gotten incredible reviews. Several different ones, all separate, not connected to each other, have compared it to Atlas Shrugged, 1984, and Michael Crichton's State of Fear.
Ooh.
And I'm just flabbergasted by that. But
and when you meet
I'm
the
really
big time, you let the rest of us little people, you know, don't forget us all.
I got a ways to go.
Don't we all? Erase. Yeah. Now, can they get this on Amazon? Should they just go to the American Policy Center, AmericanPolicy.org, or where do you want them to go and order your book?
They can get it on Amazon. They can save $5 if they get it off of either AmericanPolicy.org, or we actually have a website set up for the book. It's called ErasedNovel.com, ErasedNovel.com. And you can see the reviews, the comments people made there, and you can order it and get it from there.
Can I ask how much?
It's on our site, it's $20. On Amazon, it's $25 because they charge me $25. I mean, they charge me $5 extra for it.
Yeah,
so.
Sure they do. They gotta get their little kickback.
Sure,
know?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about the book, and I forgot all about I kind of blinked and turned my head a couple of times, so I forgot about our book. Us discussing the book when we were talking on the telephone here a week and a half ago. And so I'm pretty excited about that, and I hope that is what's up there. Every now I get lots of books, lots of books. But
yeah,
I got two or three already this week. So I'm anxious to, but most of them are not fiction, So I'm ready to have a little escape. I don't know. It might be too scary, though, to stop and think about that.
Well, I've had a lot of people say this helped them understand what we're talking about here, the whole Agenda 21, sustainable development, taking over all this stuff. That is the premise. The setting in the book is like 5 minutes into the future when this stuff is all in place. And, my teacher character in it also writes a blog. He loves books, and he writes a blog reviewing books. And he has to rush home one night because at 11 o'clock there is an energy curfew where all the energy is shut off at night. And so if he's going to write his blog, he's got to do it before 11 o'clock. And just kind of a background like that in the back of the book. Every single policy that I talk about in Erase actually exists. Every time I try to get creative and say, well, let's come at it from this way, we find out it actually already exists. So, that's the premise.
Well, I think it's an awesome and it is a wake up call because we need to be aware of things that are going on. This ordeal or this chatter about the Russians hacking. I'm not. I had some phone issues on the air a week ago, and I had to blame the Russians because I was fairly certain that they were hacking my phone lines because I'm such an important person. But
well,
it's,
they'll do that.
It's a distraction from what's really going on in these policies. We don't hear anybody talk about Agenda 21. Now, when Newt Gingrich, I have a little issue with him, when Newt Gingrich was running for president back in 2012, of course, he didn't make it through the primaries, but he he talked about, or somebody had brought up, the topic of Agenda 21. And so I had to write an article, "Where you been, Newt?" because that happened on his watch.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something
about
that. Stand
there and play ignorance.
Yeah. During that campaign, when candidates would get up to speak, and people would get up and ask them questions, and they would say, "What about Agenda 21? And the candidates would all, you know, give some lame answer, no idea what it was about. People would shout from the audience, "Call Tom DeWeese." I was told this. One day I'm sitting here, and Newt Gingrich's campaign calls me. One of his guys calls.
Awesome.
I was told to call you.
Well, at least they listened.
I gave him a background of it. He said, "That's the best explanation I've ever heard." And then I was out speaking in Montana at the time. Newt Gingrich brings it up in a he goes on Sean Hannity and he says, "I want to talk about Agenda 21." The internet lights up.
Oh,
he did it again in a debate. He did it again another time. So, yeah, I was thrilled.
Well, I want to believe he's had a turnabout, that he's for real. But I still have that in the background because Agenda 21 happened on his watch. He was there when all that was taking place, and the fact that he doesn't know about it kind of irks me just a little bit.
And I spend most of my time when I'm in D.C. talking to conservatives who ought to know about this. They refuse to say the words. They fight climate change. They fight sustainable development. They, you know, this kind of thing, but they won't say the words Agenda 21. Last week, I was at a briefing on Capitol Hill in the Senate office building, and one of the speakers gets up with his PowerPoint, and he puts a slide up all about Agenda 21, and I about fell out of my seat.
Well,
finally.
We need to make sure people know about it. I need to have you on more often. We need to really, really get in deep on it. But Agenda 21, when you start a big rubber band ball, you start with a little ball in the center, and you start putting your rubber bands around it. Well, all these things that are around it that we're talking about with the climate change and the endanger, the nucleus is Agenda 21. We're going into a break. Tom DeWeese is my guest today. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with a good new friend. He and I have known each other a little while, and I've just been really slow. I called him a week and a half ago, and I said, you know, Tom, I've been meaning to call you for several years, but I'm infamous for losing cards. And I lost his business card, and C.J. Hadley gave me his number, and she said, yes, get him on. And so I did. And I've got your number now, so you are definitely on the list, and we're going to have you on more and more. He's the president of the American Policy American Policy Center. You can visit that website by going to AmericanPolicy.org. He's written a fiction book that he's very proud of. Unfortunately, it's got some truth in it, and it's called Erase. And I encourage you to go to, because you're going to save $5 if you do this, go to the AmericanPolicy.org or go to ErasedNovel.com and get the book. It's getting kind of close for Christmas. It may have to be a New Year's gift. But you definitely want to read this book. It'll be good entertainment for the winter. We're pushing a lot of books this year, so it's entertainment for the winter. Tom, there are so many things that Agenda 21, and I mentioned that when you make a rubber band ball, Derry Brownfield's daughter had started a rubber band ball, and he was pretty proud of how big this thing got. When you start a rubber band ball, you start with a little bitty ball in the center. And the nucleus of all these things that we talk about and complain about, the nucleus is the Agenda 21. And it's astonishing to me that nobody wants to say it out loud.
Yeah, it is. It has been a very disappointing thing for me that they haven't. But let me give you some good news for a change. we are starting to make some inroads. And the reason for that is because after 20 years of warnings over this, things have gotten so bad that elected officials, local county commissioners, city councilmen across the country that have ignored us, They have been inundated by these NGO groups I mentioned before, and every time we would come in, they would be standing behind them saying, don't listen to him, the guy's nuts, don't pay attention to him. Things have gotten so bad that finally they're starting to be able to see it, and they're asking questions, and they're saying, what do we do? What has brought this about? Barack Obama has put together, through HUD, Housing and Urban Development, a program called Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing. And this is the atom bomb of all this. It is all interconnected to the goals of Agenda 21 and so forth. This is literally destroying property rights, property values, and more, probably most importantly, it is destroying local rule, because HUD agents are now dictating those grants with those strings attached we were talking about before.
Yeah.
They haven't been fully enforcing those strings until this program. And now they're coming in and they're saying to communities, you are out of compliance because you haven't fulfilled everything that was in that grant. And they're filing lawsuits. They are now demanding that communities putting together their comprehensive development plans need to bring into their planning sessions certain organizations that have a stake in all this, mainly radical left civil rights groups. Mm-hmm. And what you're starting to see now are these groups rising up and saying, you're out of compliance, you didn't do this, and they're filing lawsuits. Then HUD comes in behind that, files their own lawsuits. Baltimore, Maryland was focused on this, and the NAACP filed a lawsuit against them. Get this, Beth Ann, here's the reason for their lawsuit: that Section 8 housing created ghettos, created violence, and the solution to fixing that problem is to move Section 8 housing up into affluent neighborhoods.
Oh, I did
hear
about that.
We told them in the beginning, we told them that Section 8 housing would create ghettos. All of a sudden, this is a big revelation. Now, what do they think is going to happen? The private property rights, the private property values of people living in those communities now, after this is put in place.
Oh,
and they won.
Oh, my gosh. Well, do you have faith? Do you believe that Dr. Ben Carson is going to be able to change things there with HUD?
Well, I reserve my opinion. I wasn't thrilled that he was the person chosen, but you know, he has said some things in that direction that give me a little bit of hope that he does get it. But what's going to have to happen is that they have got to begin to roll back. HUD is one of those probably two or three agencies that are completely out of control. The EPA and Department of Transportation are two other ones. And they have got to start to roll these back. And, you know, these agencies outside of Congress, Congress has let go of its own power of enforcement and control. And they've let these agencies, they write these bills that are just so innocuous. They don't say anything. And then they let the agencies fill in the blanks. And we've got 30, 40,000. Actually, there's I read the other day, there's 84,000 regulatory rules that have come out of this since 1994. Every day, more and more of these are hitting us. That's got to be rolled back. They've got to recognize that. They need to cut these budgets. They need to control where it's going. And that's the only way this is going to be able to happen. I'm very happy to say that I have been recommended as an advisor to him on these things.
Well,
and so we'll see if anything happens with that. I just want
choice.
An open door.
And and I want to remind my listeners, too, that greatagain.gov is a website that's very unusual. I don't know if you've heard about that, Tom, or not. But
yes.
So you can get a message to Donald Trump. Why don't you just say, do away with Agenda 21, greatagain.gov. We're just about out of time. I want to give your website again, AmericanPolicy.org, AmericanPolicy.org, of which Tom DeWeese is the president of the American Policy Center. Order his novel. Order this fiction novel, and you'll learn a few things and have a little entertainment while you're doing it. Erase, Go to erasenovel.com, erasenovel.com. It only costs you $20. And Tom, it's been a pleasure to have you on. We need to do this again, and we need to really get into some of the nitty-gritty of what's really going on in small America. In small-town USA, rural America is definitely under attack for what we are, and that is those stubborn people, those independent property owners, and they don't want you owning property.
Absolutely. And you know, you just saw what we could do with the election. We can do the same thing in our communities with these things that are usurping our property. We can do this.
We can take it back. We definitely can take it back. But we have to be active. We have to know the truth. We have to be educated and activated. And the Republic is about the people being in charge. Thank you, Tom, so very much. It's going to take all of us, my friends, every single one of us. And Tom has been working hard for over 45 years to bring America home.
Beautiful sight, happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.